This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, Chicago police are looking for two men who allegedly stabbed a man on a CTA train in the Loop this morning. WBBM's Mike Krauser with the latest.
Police say a 32-year-old man, a passenger on an inbound Orange Line train, was stabbed at about 4:30 this morning as the train was around the 200 block of West Madison Street. The police report says two unknown males produced a cutting instrument and stabbed him in the left side. They all got off the train at Washington and Wells. The two men ran away. The wounded man was taken to Northwestern in serious condition. The trains, platforms, and stations are well covered by high-def security cameras. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A woman is dead after being gunned down by a teenager on the south side yesterday afternoon.
Chicago police were called to South Cornell Avenue in the South Shore neighborhood at around 4. It appears 43-year-old Ta-Tanisha Jackson got home and was approached by a 17-year-old with a gun. Police allege the teen then shot Jackson in the head 4 times. She was rushed to a nearby hospital where she was later pronounced dead. So far, police have not made any arrests. Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Officials with Greyhound say, despite an earlier announcement, their terminal on West Harrison Street in Chicago will not close today. CBS News Chicago reports the company says it will lease its lease on the building expires October 20th. They're working with local officials and stakeholders to determine how to move forward. There have been concerns about where the buses and its passengers would go after the closure. Amtrak has said a proposal to set up a new Greyhound bus stop outside Union Station just won't work.
The Chicago Park District has approved a plan to make major improvements to a park on the north side.
The Chicago Park District Board has voted to spend nearly $4.5 million to improve Park 598 at 1500 North Larrabee in Old Town. Director of Planning and Development Heather Gleason says the park will include new central green space, a new walking path, an adult fitness area, playgrounds, and a dog-friendly area.
Chicago Public Schools closed the high school in 2001, and the land reverted back to the Chicago Housing Authority. The CHA transferred the 3.8-acre site to the Park District in May of 2019 to be improved and used as a new park to serve the Near North community area.
$4 million of the cost of the park improvement will come from city tax increment financing, TIF dollars. Bear Construction LLC has been awarded the contract. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The head of the CTA is responding to state lawmakers who are proposing combining the CTA, Metra, and PACE into one agency. CTA President Dorval Carter says the real problem is the agencies are underfunded.
The unfortunate truth is that the current system for funding transit is tantamount to transit welfare. And that truly is a governance problem. Governance by the local, regional, and state leadership.
Meanwhile, hearings in the Illinois Senate are considering a proposal to combine three service boards and the RTA into one super transit agency.
A research project by a team from a suburban college suggests looming problems with a major federal nutrition program.
Wheaton College junior Addison Ream grew up in rural Indiana and knew people in the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, or SNAP, and she and her professor Keith Johnson won a research prize from the Center for Public Justice to study the program from a theological perspective. She says people with food insecurity aren't finding understanding from government officials.
The thing that every single person said, independent of each other, was there's just a complete and total disconnect between individuals who are sitting in the seats or the positions of power to make these decisions and the actual realities of the people who benefit from these decisions.
And she's worried about proposed cuts in SNAP funding at a time like this. We look at public policy through a moral lens on our At Issue program this weekend, and you can hear more Sunday at 9:30 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A civil rights attorney is praising a ruling from the Illinois Supreme Court that limits when police can search a vehicle when they claim they smell marijuana Alexandra Block of the ACLU of Illinois says there's no way to prove in court that an officer smelled marijuana during a traffic stop. But she says in some cases, police justified vehicle searches for just that reason.
It was a problem because officers used it as a pretext, you know, an excuse to search cars, mostly of black and brown drivers.
Block says officers will now need to have additional evidence to justify warrantless vehicle searches, such as erratic driving.
A man is now charged in connection with a Northwest Indiana fire Wednesday that left an 87-year-old woman dead.
It was quick work by both fire and police. Portage fire crews showed up to flames at the Swanson Court Apartments around midnight. After evacuating the building and performing a second-floor rescue, they discovered victim 87-year-old Maria Leal on the ground floor. Leal's daughter told officers her boyfriend had threatened to set the place on fire during an argument earlier that evening. With a description of his car, police say around 1:30 in the morning, they found him driving nearby, arrested him, towed his car, and executed a search warrant. Now, his name and charges are being released. 51-year-old Jesse Chavez of Gary is facing accusations of murder and arson. He's being held at the Porter County Jail. Sarah Herrera, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Now sports. Here's Josh List.
We'll get one more injury report from the Bears and see where Keenan Allen's at with that heel injury in time for Sunday's Colts game. Aaron Rodgers throws for a couple of TDs. The Jets plow down the Patriots 24-3 to go 2-1. Most of their prospects are incubating, and the Blackhawks begin training camp with a new batch of 30-somethings on their roster. Even with the 19-year-old Connor Bedard on board, the Hawks are one of the older teams in the NHL.
The Blackhawks skated 15 players last season with 2 years or less of NHL experience. Six of them were rookies. So when new captain Nick Foligno says this,
I'm excited that there might not be so much teaching in the professional side and more of an understanding of how we're going to play and how we're going to assert ourselves in games. When you can identify roles and when you can own your role, it's amazing how a team comes together and the bond that we're going to create as a group.
The Hawks brought in a handful of veterans like Teuvo Teravainen and Tyler Bertuzzi to better balance the roster and perhaps climb out of the division cellar. Covering the Blackhawks, Rick Gregg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
You heard Rick mention Tyler Bertuzzi along with Taylor Hall, who's back healthy. They're skating on the first line with Bedard at the start of camp. Practice today at 10. Illinois got a date at Nebraska tonight. The Cubs take on the Nationals at 1:20. Even after yesterday's 7-6 win, they're 7 out with 9 to go. Lowly White Sox in San Diego. The Sky officially eliminated from playoff contention with a loss at Connecticut in the finale. Josh List, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
That is Beck, one of the headliners at Riot Fest opening today in Douglas Park on the west side. Other artists include Fall Out Boy, The Offspring, Slayer, and more. The music festival includes 5 stages, local food vendors, rides, and games. Riot Fest is open from 11:30 a.m. until 10 p.m. today through Sunday.
Cisco, you're going to be there front and center, right?
Yeah, well, I'm one of the featured artists. I didn't want to brag.
You go on and brag. Well, if you've been wondering about the bad smells coming from Chicago area sewers recently, there is an answer. Metropolitan Water Reclamation District spokesperson Kevin Fitzpatrick says it's because the weather has been so hot and dry.
These prolonged periods without rain, we get sort of a mini drought that we're having right now, can lead to very slow-moving sewage throughout the sewer systems that has an opportunity to create odors on its way to the treatment plant. And sometimes we rely on rainfall to help flush the sewer and some of the sediment that may have settled in it to our plants to be cleaned.
He says the odor problem should go away once we get about a quarter inch of rain and the cooler weather moves in.
It's something that happens in Chicago only twice a year. Chicagohenge happens Sunday evening and Monday morning. Sunset and sunrise can be seen directly in the middle of some east-west streets. The Adler Planetarium says the event coincides with the arrival of the fall equinox Sunday morning. Officials say among the best places to view the phenomenon are on Madison and Randolph in the Loop, the event believed to be one of the most photographed in the city. Chicago police are looking for two people who stole a car but didn't get far. On the far south side last night, WBBM's Haley Hansen explains.
It happened on South Halsted near West 99th Street in the Washington Heights neighborhood. A 46-year-old woman was sitting in a parked car when she was approached by two armed men. The suspects forced the woman out and attempted to drive away, but crashed into a post. Both men then got out and possibly fired shots before running away on foot. No one was injured, and so far, there is no one in custody. Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A former chancellor at the University of Wisconsin will argue to keep his job today after being fired for his role in making pornographic videos.
Joe Gao argues what he and his wife do on their own time is protected by the First Amendment and brings no discredit to the university. Among other things, they host a cooking show on YouTube featuring adult film performers.
She's Carmen.
And he's Joe.
And we are
the sexy happy couple. And this is
Sexy Healthy Cooking.
University lawyers argue that he's damaged the university's reputation. Gao's lawyer says it's utterly inconsistent with the First Amendment and the philosophy of free expression to punish speech that is legal and does not cause serious harm to the university. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.